major one, and it's this, and I hope I've understood it correctly. In the introduction to the website, there is this statement: many large studies have shown that there is no overall difference in cure rates or survival for women with breast cancer who have a lumpectomy or mastectomy. That, to me, is what underlines the patient being given the choice in the first place and why the website was created. And that, to me, was a straightforward enough and unambiguous statement. And it's a view that's also echoed in the video clip, not with an actor, but with Professor Reed himself, telling us that in the long run, the cure rates or the overall life expectancy is the same, whether women choose mastectomy or whether they have a wide local excision or breast-conserving surgery. So far, so good. I then turned to the table that gives you a side-by-side two-column comparison of the two types of surgery. And that appears to contradict those statements, because it tells you that the chances of recurrence in 10 years is 5 in 100 following mastectomy and 10 in 100 following lumpectomy. Now, it may well be that from a research point of view, that's not a significant difference, but as a patient, looking at what was printed on the screen, that is a huge difference. And if somebody tells you that the chances of recurrence are twice as high with one procedure, I defy anybody to tell me that that doesn't weigh heavily on your mind when you're faced with making your final decision. I accept that they are generic statistics. They have to be by the very nature of the website and what you're trying to cover on there. But obviously, your clinical team, the breast care nurses, the consultants, when they tell you that the choice is yours and that there is no difference, that's clearly based on your particular presentation and your prognosis. The statistics, as far as I'm aware, also don't take into account local variances in good practice. For example, I'm told that Derby worked to a clear margin of 5 millimetres rather than 2, which obviously may well have a bearing on those statistics. They also don't take into account, as far as I'm aware, the effect of treatments such as chemotherapy and radiotherapy on recurrence rates. There is, on that two-column comparison, there is a link that takes you to some graphics that show 100 dots, of which 5 are coloured, and then 10. These are shaded to denote the chance of recurrence. I don't know if I was having one of those days where I couldn't see the point in it, but that to me, that graphic added no value at all. But as I say, my main gripe is with this concern with the discrepancy and the contradiction, because to me, knowing that there is no difference in outcomes is what lies at the whole heart of being given the choice. And as a layperson, I found that really difficult to deal with and very confusing. Moving on, these are